Mike, the schedule is out, and we're on our way to Seattle. Give me your thoughts on the opener.
Well, I tell you, it's the second year in a row the Packers are going to have a huge road test in the opener. Last year was the defending NFC champions, San Francisco. This year is the defending Super Bowl champions in Seattle. You talk about a loud stadium that is going to be absolutely as loud as it's ever been, maybe maybe even more so than the NFC Championship against San Francisco last year.
It's a Super Bowl championship celebration.
Absolutely.
And the Packers have been invited to the party.
And they hosted the party 3 years ago right out here New Orleans, and we know the intensity of that game, and this one will certainly measure up to that.
Do you like it?
I think it's great. Why not? Why not play the best team right off the bat? You know, the Packers are the underdog. If you lose, everybody else around the league says, well, Seattle was supposed to win. If you win, you've sent a huge message that you are a team to be reckoned with.
I love it, and I'll tell you why. Number one, for a week one game, for an opener, you're going to be healthy. So, I mean, if you're going to play these guys, you want to be healthy. That's number one. Number
two, they'll be healthy too, though.
But that's okay. That's okay. I want to make sure you're going there with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. I hear you.
The other thing is this. Mike McCarthy talks all the time about hitting targets in training camp. Well, when you have a daunting game like this staring at you in week one, you're going to hit your targets in training camp. Mike, give me your key stretch of schedule.
Well, I tell you, I look at just a couple weeks after that opener in Seattle, weeks 3 through 5, the Packers have all three of their NFC North opponents Sunday, Sunday, Thursday in a span of 12 days, three division games early in the season. I mean, by the end of week 5, you're going to have half of your division games done. I think that's a huge stretch for this team. Two of them are on the road. The Thursday night game is the third one. That's here at home against Minnesota. We're going to find out pretty early if the Packers are the team to chase in the NFC North or if they're going to have to do some chasing down the road.
Mike, my important stretch of schedule are the 5 games that start the second half of the season, right after the bye, because 4 of them are at home.
Time to make some hay.
Yeah, what do you got there? The Bears and the Eagles at home, and then they go to the Vikings, and then they got the Patriots and the Falcons at home.
On a Monday night, yeah.
This is an important stretch of schedule because this is when you get hot. Second half of the season, you're at home, and you are starting now to feel the playoffs in the air, and you're heading for them, and it's time to get hot, and this is the stretch of schedule, those 5 games where this team, I think, can get hot and get on a roll. Mike, what game on the schedule have you circled?
Well, aside from the opener, which we already talked about, I'm circling a game in that stretch that you just talked about after the bye, and it's the home game here at Lambeau Field against New England. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady have never gone head-to-head. In 2010, the last time the Packers and Patriots met, we all know that was Matt Flynn's time to shine in primetime in Foxborough because Aaron Rodgers was out with a concussion. I'm really looking forward to seeing Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady on the field against each other in a late-season game. It's the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend, I believe, right before December starts. I think that's a big, big game.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to circle that game. I'm going to make everybody wait until the final game of the year, the one here at Lambeau Field on the final day of the regular season against the Lions is my circle game, and it's because I think the schedule maker knows something. I think he has put that game in that position because he expects, the league expects, that the Lions are going to be the Packers' greatest challenge in the NFC North. And I think he believes that game is going to decide the NFC North title just as last year's season finale in Chicago decided the title. So there you have it, folks. Those are our final thoughts on the Packers' 2014 schedule. What are yours?